Moving our way through a rosy on the house, Arizona, Saturday morning. Thank you for tuning in. I'm glad I got that off my chest. And I made it all the way through without crying. That's tough. Hey, y'all, we're here to take your calls, in particular this hour. If you're like approximately the 67 million homeowners who are projected to do a bathroom remodel in 2017, if you're one of them, we have the bathroom remodeling experts right here in studio this morning from Rebath, Kurt and Drew Kittleson. Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for coming in.
Good morning, Rosie.
That was two people, not Kurt, Drew Kittleson.
Yes.
Kurt and Drew Kittleson.
Drew, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Good morning. Drew and Kurt. Want to thank you guys. I don't know that you heard it, but in the last hour, a friend of ours, a regular listener, longtime listener of the show in Tucson, called us about 6 years ago. And you, I don't know if y'all remember this or not, because how many bathrooms did y'all do last year?
Over hundreds.
Yes. So this was about 6 years ago. We had Jennifer call us, and she had been a long-term caregiver for her mom and had been recently widowed. So she was kind of on her own, and she still had her mom, which was in her 90s, and she needed some help with her mom's bathroom. And so I went down and visited her, and then I got a hold of Rebath, and I said, guys, y'all are going to go remodel this bathroom for free. And you guys did it. And she was calling to thank us for that and then called with an air conditioning question today.
Well, it's always good to share good fortune, really.
We certainly appreciated it. So y'all do a lot of work with veterans, don't you?
We do, particularly on disabled veterans.
Yeah.
We get called by a lot of different folks to help. We can't do every one, obviously, but we do a good number of them, and it's a great way for us to give back to the community and to those guys who, or girls who go give so much of their lives for our country.
Hey, before we talk about today's trends, I think the story of Rebath is pretty interesting. Would you mind just giving us like a 3-minute elevator speech on the origins of Rebath?
Sure. About 37 or 8 years ago, somebody came to me with an idea for something called a bathtub liner. A lot of people think I invented it. I didn't, but they think that I did. But we started making bathtub liners, which are new bathtubs that fit over the top of old ones. And we primarily sold to the hotel and motel industry.
To do that, he had to collect hundreds of bathtubs.
More than hundreds, Rosie. And over time, it evolved into distributorships, franchises, and to what we do today is full rebath remodeling. Anything you want to do in a bathroom, we do. And there's about 120 franchises in America, and I'm proud to say that I still am a franchisee. I sold the parent company years ago, my partner and I did, but I'm proud to say I still have the Rebath franchise for Phoenix and Northern Arizona.
And now you're a second-generation run company with Drew. Drew, you're within the last year and a half into the company, right?
Yeah, so I've been around for going on 2 years now. I've really enjoyed it. Started in the design consultant position, and I've really, really enjoyed keeping it within the family, working with my dad, which has been a new adventure, but something I've really enjoyed, and just looking forward to the future.
And you say 2 years. That's paid. How many unpaid years before that?
I tell people I've grown up around bathrooms.
I ask that of every second generation. I know how many unpaid years are behind that 2 years.
Yeah,
you speak from experience, don't you, Robbie?
Yeah, a couple Christmases home from college building showrooms. So, unpaid is fine.
And y'all do have two showrooms here in Phoenix,
and one in Prescott Valley,
75th and Bell, Baseline and Dobson, and is it Roberts Road?
Is it 69 there? I always forget.
Right it is 69.
Right across from the mall.
Yeah, okay. And then there's a showroom in Tucson.
Correct.
Alvernon and Speedway. Yeah, okay. So let's talk a little bit about what you're seeing in bathroom trends now. I can tell you from a remodeler's perspective, the number one project we get requested is how can I make room on my property to bring mom or dad home? And invariably, that involves some universal design in one of the bathrooms. I'm asking. I'm just curious. Do y'all get a lot of requests for that?
Yes, tremendous amount. Two major areas. One is that a lot of people want to get rid of one of their bathtubs and convert it to a shower. Because as we get older, like you and I are, stepping over a bathtub to take a shower is not a, it's a challenging event.
Well, now,
then if you, then
I'm
if you,
getting old, but I can still step over a bathtub.
But you shouldn't. And then we're the people like our parents, who are older than us, are trying to stay in their homes longer, or if they can't, they're moving in with us.
Yep.
And we have to adapt that for them. And so with temperature controls and grab bars and lower barrier entries into there and different kinds of doors and higher vanities so they don't have to bend over as far to brush their teeth, all those kinds of things are what we're doing.
And I think people have a misconception that when we start talking about that, they think, oh, you're going to turn my bathroom into a hospital bathroom. But they really have some pretty classy-looking fixtures now that look really good.
It looks nothing like a hospital bathroom. They're beautiful. They're absolutely spectacular. I'm very proud of the quality that we do. And when you transform someone's home to make it safer and look better, what a great combination that is.
Yeah. Well, Rebath has been a Rosie certified contractor. This goes back to...
Oh, Bud Simcoe. 90s.
It has to be the early 90s.
I was still in high school.
Yeah. Yeah. So y'all have been a partner. We've got incredible feedback on the bathrooms y'all do. We actually have a call from y'all expanded into kitchens here within the last 5 years?
Yes, five years ago.
Okay. And we've got Hilga down in Tucson that has actually a flooring question on a kitchen remodel. Let's see if we can help Hilga. Good morning, Hilga. Let me introduce you to Kurt and Drew Kittleson from Rebath, who also do kitchen remodeling.
Good morning. We live in a one floor house, and we've never remodeled before.
Okay.
And we're doing our kitchen.
Okay.
And we have spoken to several people, some contractors, some family members, and there's all kinds of conflicting information about the flooring. We want flooring in the kitchen and the dining room and hallway, and I wanted the same flooring throughout the whole house. We were told we could, if we had good flooring, put flooring underneath the appliances. Someone else said, no, you don't put any flooring under the appliances. You leave it blank, you know, open. And I know it's because of leakage problems that might occur. What's your opinion?
Hilga, can you tell me what kind of floor you are considering? Because that may change my opinion.
Okay. It's called LVP Click Valet. It's a vinyl laminate.
Okay. All right. That answers the question for me. But let me throw it over to Kurt or Drew. When do y'all put in your floor covering?
Depends what it is.
Yeah.
And if it's a vinyl, I wouldn't be putting it under the cabinets and the fixtures. If it's something that's high, you have to, because otherwise you won't be able to get them out.
Right.
But with vinyl, it's going to put pressure on even from the cabinets. So if I would put it up to the cabinets and just barely under the front of the appliances so you can't be seen.
Okay. And there are others that may want to run that vinyl all the way back in for one reason or another. But I don't think it's highly critical under the appliances one way or the other. I would put it under the refrigerator, I think. But I don't know, would it be necessary to run it under the dishwasher? Depends how often you want to pull it out and clean up under there. So, Hilga, I hope that helps. Good luck on the remodel. I hope you are soliciting proposals from the Rosie on the House certified kitchen remodelers down in the Tucson area. That's why we go through the trouble of certifying them. So you know, however your project is getting done, it is getting done correctly. I'm still amazed at the bathroom I saw at the International Builders Show last year. Did you either one of you guys get up to it last year?
We did not.
It's a bathroom you walk into in your socks, and the floor takes your temperature and your blood pressure and identifies who you are. Automatically sets the temperature in your lavatory faucet to be exactly the desired temperature you want it to be. in the mirror, the news comes on. You know, it's not a TV. It's in the mirror. News comes on to your preset channel, and it goes to the road report, traffic report, to tell you what the commute time is between your house and the office.
I think we should have one of those, Rosie.
It was still all in experimental stages. I think developed, Jennifer may remember, I think it was the University of Kentucky. But just the things that are coming out, the technology that we're seeing today, and not only in the products, but just in the way we put things together. I mean, Rebath started as a one-day bath remodel. You talk a little bit about that. Y'all came in and lined it, a lifetime guaranteed product, and in one day.
That's how it started, because we covered up the old walls in the old tub.
Let me ask you this. Do y'all still do that?
Yes, but not very often.
Yeah, but I mean, that was the core of your business for decades.
Yeah, it was.
And then the homeowners just kept pulling you into more. I mean, at one time, y'all wouldn't even do a countertop in a bathroom.
Correct.
You would just do the liner and refer the countertop to me. Yeah. Those were the good old days.
The good
Kurt.
Old days, yeah. But you know, that's a really good assumption or evaluation, Rosie. They did. They pulled us in, and what we found is that the more we could do for them, the better they liked it.
Yeah.
They liked a one stop shop, and so we control our 99% of what we do are done by our employees. We're not using subcontractors, and so the buck stops right here, and they only have one person or one company to go to for any issues that they have or any designs that they have. So it's been a remarkable transformation and actually a lot of fun, because it made us better at what we do, and offering more services is a real plus for sure.
When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with the owners of Rebath in Maricopa and Yavapai County, Kurt and Drew Kittleson. And you, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348 at Rosie on the House.